While DOD says it has no intention of trying to militarize cyberspace, it does, at a minimum, need to protect its own networks, networks that rely on private contractors, a private electric grid, and lots of other private infrastructure. General Keith Alexander, the director of the National Security Agency and the head of U.S. Cyber Command, says helping to protect those assets doesn't mean taking them over.
Well, you know, everybody talks about, I don't want the U.S. or the intel community or the military in my networks. Here's my comment, you know. The only one that's not in your networks today are us, the U.S. government. Everybody else, there isn't enough room for us in there. Two, we don't want to be in there. We want to help protect them. We don't want to spy. We want to protect them. We see this as something absolutely vital to the future of our country. Cybersecurity for government and critical infrastructure is key to the security of this nation. We've got to do that right. We can do that and protect civil liberties and privacy.
One of the military's current cyber focuses is on developing active defenses against cyber threats rather than waiting for them to happen and then cleaning up the mess. Alexander says in many ways the military is not much better at active defense than anyone else.
We take and apply patches. We get our system administrator to ensure that the networks are configured correctly. We wait for the next event. Somebody breaks into our network. We forensically look at what they did. We beat the system administrator, we fix it, and then we go right back to where we were. We apply the patches, wait for the next incident, beat the system administrator. Those of you who run companies now know why it's hard to get system administrators.
But in order to develop active defenses, the military first needs to be able to have a clear view of what's happening on its own networks and a way to make sense of that information, something it doesn't have today.
Show me the topology of what's going on in the networks, and you'll get a whole series of slides. None of it comprehensible, and none of it tells you what's going on right now. What you're getting is history and forensics. We need situational awareness. So one of the big problems we see is that.
Alexander spoke about striking a balance between civil liberties and cybersecurity on private networks at AFSEA's Homeland Security Conference in Washington. He says the dilemma in striking that balance boils down to this.
We'd like the technical capabilities of NSA in there, but we don't want NSA in there. And we'd like the really deliberate process the military needs, but we don't want the military in there. Unless it's really bad, then we'd like you both in there and help us out. But in the meantime, we'd like a completely secure civil liberties platform and all this. And I think we can do both. And that's the issue that we've got to wrestle through. It's not an either-or.
He says there are practical considerations to the idea that the military and NSA can help with securing private and civilian government networks. Doing that, he says, requires a lot of expertise and full-time manpower, which NSA has.
What we decided when we put Cyber Command at NSA is that we couldn't replicate NSA. We don't have the money. We couldn't create the people fast enough or leverage that technology any other way other than leveraging NSA as we know it. And when you think about it, that's good, efficient uses of our nation's resources. Huge capabilities. It has our nation's center of gravity in crypto mathematicians. And when you look across what that means in operating on the networks, it's huge. DHS is no different. If DOD couldn't afford to build another NSA, neither can DHS.
DOD and DHS are already sharing cyber threat information and personnel. The next step, as Deputy Defense Secretary Bill Lynn outlined earlier this month, is to extend that collaboration to private industry. He said DOD wanted to especially focus on parts of the private sector that operate infrastructure that's vital to the military and the overall economy.
We already share unclassified threat information on a limited scale with defense companies whose networks contain sensitive defense information. How to share classified signatures and the technology to employ them across the full range of industrial sectors that support the military and underpin the economy is a pressing policy question. We have the technology and the know-how to apply them in a civilian context. The real challenge at this point is developing the legal and policy framework to do so.
In that same speech, Lynn announced DOD would be expanding its program to exchange IT and cybersecurity experts with industry to share best practices in both directions, similar to what DOD is already doing with the Homeland Security Department. Alexander says if a major nationwide cyber attack happens, it won't respect jurisdictional boundaries.
A crisis in our networks is not going to stop while we wait to transition from one set of authorities to the next. It's going to go at network speed. The government, our nation, needs to be able to operate and defend at network speed across all the capabilities that we have. It doesn't mean that I have to be in charge or this person has to be in charge. It means that the government needs to work together seamlessly across that whole crisis. I think that's what the nation wants. That's what the nation needs.
As Alexander sees it, part of the issue is IT literacy. He says fears of a government takeover or spying on people's digital lives are fanned by a lack of understanding about the safeguards in place. He claims NSA is subject to stringent, multi-layered oversight designed to prevent any overreach.
One of the key issues that we have, that we face as a country in talking about civil liberties and privacy in cybersecurity, is our digital literacy. Because many people will obfuscate the facts by saying, well, so-and-so is doing X, or this is what I see, Y. And the reality is they don't know what either of those are doing. And we've got to educate people on what it is we need to do within our networks to secure them, so that everybody understands that.
Alexander says the nation needs to see cybersecurity as what he calls a team sport. He says the nation that created the Internet can take the lead in defending it with more collaboration between academia, industry, government, and allies, and greater demands for secure IT products by consumers. He says on the commercial side, if there's no business case for off-the-shelf secure products, they won't get created. And the reverse is true as well. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.